I think the 15th.
The 15th, right. I was wrong about that date. I'd like to begin this interview with William Fong in Port Clyde, Maine. This is December 15th, 1992. Robert Brown, the interviewer, by talking a bit about some of your earliest memories. You were born in New York, in Manhattan itself, I believe, in 1906.
That is right.
What can you say something about your family and what you recall of it? What was its background? And
I was one of four children, two boys, two girls. My father was a pharmacist. His father had been a pharmacist and indeed had a drugstore on 6th Avenue in New York between about 11th and 12th Street downtown. And I can remember as children going to visit my grandfather. We were far more interested in a shop that was right next door to him, which was a taxidermist. And we were enthralled by looking at the mounted foxes and owls and one thing and another with our noses pressed up against the window. This drugstore was a type in those days that had the big red and green glass vessels in both sides of the window.
Mm-hmm. So your grandfather, had he come to this country from Germany, I believe?
Yes, he had. He came from the region around Darmstadt, somewhere near the end of the Civil War, as a young man, came over.
Did he train as a pharmacist over there?
I suspect he trained over there. Mm-hmm. I think probably he was a pharmacist when he arrived, somewhere about 1875.
What do you recall of him? Do you remember him pretty well?
Only that he was stern, not a warm individual. He was a small man physically, had a full beard, and not given to too much conversation. One of the things about him I remember most of all was the trouble he took at Christmas time in erecting a tree. We had in his house in Brooklyn, there was a billiard room. It was a four-story house, and he would start erecting a Christmas tree about a month ahead of time in order to have it finished on time. And it was put up on a platform probably about 6 by 8 feet, maybe a foot and a half off the ground. And the whole top of this platform was organized as a kind of a park. And he had a fountain in the front with running water and goldfish in the fountain. And throughout the area, there were little pathways with little lampposts, such as they had in New York at the time. And they were lighted with gas. There were little gas jets in these things. In fact, the entire Christmas tree was lighted with gas. There was rubber tubing that ran all over the tree, little tiny tubing, probably an eighth inch in diameter. And it was broken up into series so they wouldn't all turn on at one time. It'd be difficult in lighting it. But I had never heard before or since.
So he presumably assembled all this, if not made it.
He probably made it all. And I've never heard before or since anybody that ever heard of a tree that was lighted with gas jets. It was unique and something to see.
Were these little jets covered? I mean, was there a green fire hazard?
Well, they were open like a candle might be. But, of course, the jets were tiny, only a little quarter inch, little.